Alright, I think it's recording. Alright, so my name is Tyrus and I am 17 years old. Today is Wednesday and I'm speaking with my dad, who is my dad, and we are recording in Hutchinson. Okay, where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
Oh, I grew up in Liberal, Kansas. Childhood was, it was pretty fair. I mean, we had a good time. It was fun.
Okay. Who did you look up to as a kid?
I looked up to a lot of my older cousins because that's who we were around a lot. My dad stayed in Atlanta, so we didn't see him a lot. So it was just, yeah, majority of my older siblings.
Okay. When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
Religion, it played a big role. We wasn't too much religious. My grandma was more biblical. I mean, she just, you know, the Ten Commandments. I mean, she was just very strict on that, and that's just what we live by.
What important lessons have you learned from it, your religion?
Treat others how you want to be treated. Honor your mother and father, because that will give you longevity in life. Those are just a couple of the things that I use almost daily to, you know, I mean, just rules to go by.
And what is the true meaning of life to you?
I think the true meaning of life is understanding what you were put here on earth for. And once you figure that out, man, it's amazing.
What is one of your favorite quotes to live by?
Man, that's a good one. What keeps me on my toes is, I think it's in Job. When they talk about Satan as a roaring lion, walking around seeking to devour you. So that just keeps me defensive. It keeps me just always not letting my guard down, so to speak. And it just keeps me diligent.
What is one main thing / advice you would tell younger people to live by?
Respect your mom. First of all, put God first. If you don't have him first, nothing else is going to fall in place.
And how do you want people to remember you?
As a God-fearing, loving, just love. I mean, just, you know, just love and being respected and respecting others. And I mean, I think that'd be awesome.
What do you think the problem is with, like, kids in this, like, society, this generation? And, like, yeah, just what do you think kids need to do to be successful in this generation?
I think they need to put the phones and stuff down, you know, and I know it's hard to, but they need to pick up the Bible more, and because a lot of what's going on is fast living. It's just so fast paced. We need to slow down and take a breath and realize, you know, and be gracious for the little moments, you know, that doesn't cost anything. I mean, that's basically how simple as I can put it.
And who do I act like the most out of our family? Like,
talking about, like, out of me,
like just anybody in the family. Like, what are some things, like, characteristics I have of
you? Act just like my cousins, Booga and Levon. That's who you act like. Broderick and Levon. And those are my mother's sister's sons. And yeah, just like that.
What are some, like, characteristics that I have of you?
Of me?
Yeah.
Let me see. Stubborn. You really want your way. Even if it costs you everything, you just want to do it your way. It don't matter if anybody's against it. We have a strong, you're very strong-willed. I say, because I am too. Like, if nobody even gonna help me, I'm gonna try to make a way. That's just how I am sometimes. But I think that you're very strong-willed. You are. Let's see what else you got from me. You're quiet. Like, if you don't know people, you're not gonna be talking a lot. That's just how I am too. Let me see what else. And just driven, like you're mentally, you can drive yourself. You don't have to have somebody hyping you up, or like we can motivate ourselves. That's what I'm gonna say. We don't really need a big motivator to, if we want to get something done, like we'll get up in the morning and get it done, or whatever it takes to get it done. So that's another characteristics that you got too.
And what's some advice you give me right now and just growing up?
And growing up, be patient. Trials and tribulations are going to grow your faith. And another thing is your choices. Every decision you make shapes your character. So you got to understand that, you know, it's just like you're morphing, you know, like, you know, I mean, you have to make good decisions. If you keep making bad decisions, you know, bad decisions after bad decisions, that's going to shape your future, your destiny, you know. And what I mean by that is future getting locked up. You know, if you want to be bad and be hanging out with the wrong crowd, and that eventually will lead you a certain way. So you got to understand, like, what type of life you want, what type of life you want to lead. And I mean, that'll be just that, and knowing what you want to do and just striving for it. And your trials and tribulations are just going to make you stronger. And you got to understand that. That's experience. And you can look back on that and be like, oh, okay.
All right. Thank you.
What's that for?